Hello everyone, welcome to Daily Mishnayos Shir. Today we're starting with Maseches Bava Metzia, learning Le'il Nishmas Chaim Baruch Mezavo and Parah Bas Pincha still. And let's jump right in. Says Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph Bava Metzia. Mishnayim Ochsim Etalas. Two people that are holding on to a talas. Ze'omer Ani Metzasiya ve'ze'omer Ani Metzasiya. This one says, I found it, and this one says, I found it. Or, similarly, another case, ze'omer Kula Sheli. This one says, it is all mine. Ve'ze'omer Kula Sheli, and this one says, it's all mine. The din is, this one swears that he doesn't have in it less than a half of it. And this one also swears that he doesn't have in the item less than half of it. And then they divide it. Let's go on to another case, and the Rav will obviously elaborate on why we need all these cases. This is a little bit different case. One says, I own this entire item. One says, I own half of it. Amr Kula Shali, the one that said I own all of it, Mishava She'en Lo Ba Pachos Mishlosha Chalakim, he swears that I don't have less than three quarters of it, three parts. So Ha'omer Chetzi Shali, the one who says I had half, I own half of it, Mishava She'en Lo Ba Pachos Mirivia, he swears he doesn't have less than a quarter of it. Zenoto Shlosha Chalakim, Zenoto Rivia. And then they take according to what they swore. The one takes three quarters of it, the one takes a quarter. So let's see what's going on. Says the Rav, Shtaim Ochsim Metalas. The Gemara Mukin Masisim. The Gemara establishes the Mishnah to be a case. Kigon she'echa mehem tovis bechutin shebisfas habegem mitzadzeh. One of them is holding on to the strings, the woven strings that are on that are in the edge of the beged on this side. Va'echa tovis bechutin shebisfas habegem mitzadzeh, and the other one is holding similar strands, similar threads that are in the garment from the other side. Avol imehem adukim beged atzum. If they are grabbing well. Yeah, more with a better grip, let's say, in the beged itself. I mean, not the edge, but more into the beged. Zeh notal ad malkum shiel de magas. Zeh notal ad malkum shiel de magas. Each one takes up until the point that their hand reaches. Vashar cholkum shav, and the rest they would divide. So it could be essentially an uneven division. You divide up what's left evenly, but if one's hand is in further than the other one, then he'll get more. Vishvul, and they take a shvul. So our din that's saying they divide entirely is only when neither one has a good hold on the bag, and they're only holding on to the edges. Zelmer Kula Shali, yeah, this one says it is all mine. What does that mean? Ani kinisiha. He's claiming that I bought the item. V'limachra mocher v'lo l'cho. The salesman sold it to me and not to you. V'amocher, what actually happened was, v'amocher mocher le'echa mehem v'lo kacha mos mishneim. The seller actually did sell to one of them, and he took money, though, from both of them. Me'echa midaito me'echa bal korcho. It's an interesting case. One of them, he took money, knowing that he's taking money from this person, and one he took money bal korcho, meaning against his own will. I mean, one potential customer only paid with the agreement of the seller, and one potential customer seemed to force the money into the hand of the seller. Now or later on, the seller doesn't know which was which. Doesn't know which person paid me willfully. I wanted to sell it to him, and which person forced money in my hand to get me to give him the item. If he would know, and he would say, I sold to this one, to Reuven, let's say, that would already be an Eid Echad. He would be Eid Echad selling, he sold to Reuven. The one that would be opposite him, say Shimon was trying to be opposite him, he would have to take a Shuah Daraisa Lahachisha Eid, a Shuah that's mid Daraisa to contradict the witness. But now he doesn't know. Then both potential customers take the shvua that is in our Mishnah. They would actually divide it without a shvua. Neither one should be able to take any item without a shvua. In order that you won't have a scenario where everybody goes up and grabs the talis of his friend and says it's mine. Because that would come out. You'd be able to grab it and say it's mine, and you'd divide it, and there'd be nothing preventing you from doing that. So the economy, you can only take it with a shvul. The Tana needed to teach us two cases. One, the case of I found it, which is obviously a case of the Mitzia. They're both claiming to have found this item and acquired it, and it's rightfully theirs. And the case of I say it's all mine, which is a case of a transaction, as we just described. So why? If you taught only the lost item case, but the Metzia is where they put the Shvua, you would say only the case of Metzia is where the Rabbanim made a Shvua that you have to take. Mishum demar hetera le'achos bashalo kedin. A person will rationalize himself to grab that item unlawfully. The Amar chavera I love midei chaser boy. Says my friend has lost nothing here, right? Because it's a lost item. He didn't lose anything. He just I prevented him from gaining that. He's over itvos iflog bade. I'm gonna go grab that item that he just picked up, and I'm gonna be able to split it. So in the end of the day, he's only gaining. He'll just gain less. But when it comes to a transaction, an item that one's buying, if it wouldn't be that he needed the item, he wouldn't have gone around after it to try to buy it. This one coming to divide with him and to give half the price, unlawfully, clearly is making him lose out. A person not going to rationalize such an action, won't go and do that. That's what you might have thought, and thereby if the person is claiming to actually have the item transacted, he can't assume that he's lying so easily. He can't assume chloku. You'd have to find some other alternative because person's not. Maybe we wouldn't have to take a shua. I don't know what the din would be, but it would be a different din. The rabbi continues the next line. Maybe we would say that the rabbis didn't put a shua on him in that case because not going to rationalize. He must. He can take without a shua. Doesn't need to take a shua. If you told me only the sales case, only in that case did they give him a shua, mishim demar heter, over here we'll rationalize differently. We both gave money. My friend gave money and I gave money. Now that I need the item, I'm going to take it. My friend will have to go and bother and buy another one. You can't say that by a mitzia. Right? There's no, I gave money, he gave money, we're equal footing. You're certainly not on equal footing. Your friend picked up the item. You did not. Aim alone. Maybe we would say not. Maybe we would say, you can't say that. It should be, I think this would mean there would be no rights to the item. It's not going to say such rationalization. So, tzricha. Yeah? Or maybe it's probably what I said before. He wouldn't have to take a shvu. So, tzricha, you need both cases to tell us there is this din of yachoku and a shvu. Seder, the shvu is yishava she'ein lo ba pachas mechatz. He swears to not have less than a half of the item. Ve'enu nishva shekula shelo. He can't swear it's all his kidakotai mekar like he originally claimed. Ve'lo yavi leklu, because we're not going to give him all his. It doesn't make any sense. You swear to it, then we don't give you according to your shvu. Ve'im mishtaba shechetzi shelo. If he swears I own half in the positive kidakoyavle like they're going to give him to him, havamai le dibori kamo. That would be taking away, negating his initial claim, the amr kula shli, where it said it's all mine. Therefore, he says the dafka this nusach, yeah, that he swears that he doesn't have less than half. The mashmahachi, which implies as follows: kula shali kidakamina meyakar. It's all mine, like I said in the beginning. With divrechem, and according to you, she'enatam aminimli b'kula. You don't believe that I have all of it. Shvua sheishli ba. It's a shvua. I certainly do have part of it. Ve'enli ba pachas mechatzia, and I don't have less than half. So that word's not a contradiction to his original claim. The rabbi doesn't elaborate on the second case in the Mishnah, where it's three quarters and one quarter, but essentially the same thing, because the only disputed part of this item, this talis, is the half of it, because one guy is saying I only own half, and the other one's saying I own all of it. So where is the disputed amount, the half? So of that half, you're splitting it. So it ends up three quarters and one quarter, but it's the exact same mechanics going on. It says Mishnah Beis, Hayishnayim rochevin al gabei behemah, two people were riding on an animal, Oshahaya echad rochev ve'echad manik, or one was riding, one was leading it, pulling it by the reins from the front. Both then claim to own a whole animal. Again, each one takes the shul. He doesn't have less than half of the item. He doesn't own less than half the item, and they split it. If there, seemingly this implies in Mishnah Aleph too, if they're modeh, yeah, that, okay, we agree, we own it together. Yeah, we own half and half. They just want to go with that. They stop arguing. Or there's edim to that fact that they actually do only half and half, and each one's trying to take the other half. And cholkim lo shvu, that would dismiss the need for a shvu. They would just divide the item without a shvu. So it says over here the Rav in Beis, Hayishnayim rochem legabei behemah, two people riding on an animal. Hakamash malon, this is the teaching. This is all the same halacha as before. So what's it teaching? It's teaching you derochev kani, riding on an animal is a form of acquisition of that animal. Even though you're not manning it, even though you're not leading it, the animal is not moving from its place. Still, being on top of it is a way to acquire an animal, get a hefker animal, and you jump on it and ride the thing, even though it doesn't move. So you can still acquire it that way. The next case was Oshai Echad Manig Rochev, sorry, Echad Manig. One is riding and one is leading it. Bizman Shai Rochev Minanea Beraglav. If you have this scenario, you have two people attending to the animal, and the one riding it is moving the animal with his legs. Keichad the Tezla Behema Machmasay, in order that the animal moves because of him. Who the Shalom Rochev Manig? That is the case where they would be on equal footing and have to split it and take the shvu. Yet the Imloya El Rochev Bilvad. If he was just riding on it, but not moving it, manig kana, the manig would have the rights to it. Rochev lo kana, the rider would not. Anyway, in that case, just being on top of it is not worth anything. If the other guy says, "Look, I'm moving the animal for my koach," shows more ownership. It seems.
If they admitted or edim came, afila achash nivsak adin, even after the din has been passed in aleihem on them, shiachuk b'shua, that they should divide it with the shua, chokim lo shua. Now if the edim came, or they remote it, the shua goes away. They go without a shua. Yeah.
That's interesting. Base. Mishnah Gimel teaches us. Hayrochi v'algabi behema z'ra'as ha'metzia. One is riding on top of an animal and sees over there on the distant ground, not so distant ground, a lost item that he wants. V'amar l'chaver says to his friend, Tineha li, please give that to me. Yeah, I want it. The Tala of Omar, the guy picks it up, the friend picks it up and says, Anisa Chisiba, I was a Zochan, it's mine. Zochaba, he was Zochan. There was nothing about the order given by the person on the animal that guaranteed his acquiring ownership, and until it gets into his hand, it's not his. And this guy says, I'm going to take it. Imishinafsala Omar, if already from when he gave the item to him, yeah, the friend picking it up already gave it to the guy in the behemoth, then he said, Anisa Chisiba, Tchila, I was Zochan before, lo amrukum. That doesn't mean anything. We don't believe that. I mean, you know, no reason we should believe it. It wasn't Zochen it before. Says the Rav, Amar l'chaver t'nehali, give that item to me. Aval Amar z'cheli ba, if he said different lashon, don't give it to me, but he says, Bizoche for me that item. Bizoche for acquire it for me. Kana harochev. Then this writer has indeed been kona it. There's no way for the friend to be able to get it. Ve'en ha-magbiya yocha lomar n'izachisi ba. The one picking it up cannot say, I was Zochan, I acquired it. Because the command was, you're picking this up and giving it to me as a way of acquisition. You're acquiring it for me, the way of acquisition, so then he gets it. But to say to the case of the mission, I always said, Tenehel, you give it to me. It's not a language of acquisition. So the person picking it up has the opportunity to take it for himself. He should so decide. But if he's, after he gave it to him, he said, I acquired it before, lo amar klum, he said nothing. Shekana zeh, this one that pulled it from his friend's hand, he was kona with that act of pulling from his friend. The whole time it was in the hands of the one who picked it up, it was still a hefker item and not gain any ownership. Okay, good start. Mr. Shem, we'll continue next time.